It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. This would be really fun. This is something that I've always been interested in, and it's a fly fishing clinic. It's coming up on April 23rd. It's going to be here in Carbonville at the DWR office. Starts about 9 a.m., and then you will get hands-on experience as the clinic will move to the Carbon County Pond. So plenty of fun stuff that's going to go on as far as this clinic is concerned. And Aaron, thanks for coming in today. Let's talk about this clinic. Because this clinic, like I said, this is something that's always interested me. And if you ever want a relaxing time fishing, I would say that fly fishing is the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to admit that I am addicted to fly fishing. It is a great way to get outside, and you don't have to catch fish really to have fun.
Right, and that's whenever we take my daughter out, she always says, you know, I don't like fishing, I just like catching. So, but, you know, being out there and fly fishing, it's a totally different animal than any other kind of fishing, isn't it? Let's talk about fly fishing for just a moment. You sound like the type of guy that could do that, so let's talk about it. The great thing is it's just you and a rod and a stream. Mm-hmm. And that's the funnest part of it, really, isn't it?
It is. And I think some people who have never done it might be intimidated by it. It looks like there's a lot of technique and some challenges. But you know what? It's pretty basic. It's a string with a fly and a rod. And all you got to do is get out in the water and you can learn how to cast just right. And it's very peaceful and it's, boy, it's sure fun when you do catch something.
And so let's talk about this from that angle then. What would be the main, you know, why would someone that is a strict, you know, lake fisherman that, you know, either that or uses spinners or something like that, what would be the appeal for them to go fly fishing?
I think that you have more opportunity to explore new terrain, get out in small streams. You don't just have to go to big bodies of water. You can do lakes as well, of course, but it's fun to walk up and down a stream, get out in the willows, have some fun. It's a great way to cool off by going up into the mountains during the summertime. And yeah, it's you get away from the crowds, you get away from the public, and it's a blast.
It's definitely, you know, just you and a stream and just relaxing, and you know, and you get to fish on top of all of that. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the clinic for just a moment then. It's going to take place on April 23rd. It's going to be at the DWR office here on Carbonville Road. It starts about 9 o'clock. What kind of things are you guys going to learn? I know you've got an expert from the community that's going to come in and talk about that as well. So what can people learn from this clinic?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, we've got a fantastic local angler who helps us out with all of our fly fishing stuff. And he'll be over here teaching us about what works on the local water bodies, which is phenomenal because there's so many different varieties of flies. It can be overwhelming, especially if you're new. This guy knows exactly what you should use in order to catch fish out here. So he'll be talking about what to use if you're interested in buying equipment, what you need to buy. But of course, at the event, we're lending you equipment. So if you don't have anything, still sign up. Then we'll go out and we'll practice casting out on the grass for a little while before we head over to the pond, and hopefully we can catch you some fish.
Now, is this something that I would assume 12 and over have to have their fishing license with them, because you are going to go fishing and just head out and have a good time? If people want to do this, I know that you said space is limited and they need to sign up. What do they need to do?
Yeah, we're limiting this event to 30 people just because that's manageable. And you need to go to eventbrite.com, and you can look up Beginners Fly Fishing 101. And it's going to be taking place, as you said, here in Price. So register online at eventbrite.com. And you are correct. If you're over 12 years old and you're participating in this event, you do need to have a fishing license.
So get on out there. If fly fishing is something that's interested you, if it's something that you do, but maybe you're just not really good at it and you want to get some pointers, this is a great clinic and a great way to do all that. And of course, it's all free, correct?
That's correct.
And you guys have all the fishing equipment that you would need. If you can have if you have it, you can bring it, but you guys have everything that people would need to go out and have a good time and do this.
That's right.
And you said this is one of your, usually one of your most popular clinics that you guys do all spring, summer long, because yeah, it's a lot of hands-on and it's a lot of fun. So once again, that is a fly fishing clinic coming up on April 23rd. Get a hold of them at the DWR office or just go to Eventbrite, and Brite is Brite.com, and just, yeah, like you said, type in fly fishing and it'll pop right up for our area. Sign up and then get ready to have some fun. Aaron, before we get you out of here, you do have an event coming up. It's going to be down in Moab, but it's coming up on the 14th of May. So let's talk about that just briefly.
Yeah, the 14th of May is a Saturday, and it's actually Migratory Bird Day. Down in Moab, we have the Matheson Wetland Preserve, which is co-managed by the DWR and the Nature Conservancy. It's a really neat area right off of the Colorado River. It's a nature preserve, and we bring folks down specifically on this date to watch birds, to learn about wildlife, native fauna and flora in the area, and we encourage everyone to come out on May 14th. This event does not have any registration. There's no capacity. There's no limit. So come on down.
Show up. Where can they get more information as far as like a map and how to get there?
You can call the DWR office. We don't have anything advertised online yet, so feel free to just call the local Price DWR office and we can give you more information.
Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources, thank you for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.